Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to your daily Bible verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Joy A. Williams, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue our Journey to the Resurrection series with a discussion on John chapter 19, verses 23 and 24.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Yesterday, Reverend Kyle Norman shared about Jesus' crucifixion, but today's Bible verse focuses us on those around him, specifically John chapter 19, verses 23 and 24 says, "When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. Let's not tear it, they said to one another. Let's decide by lot who will get it. This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, they divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. John's telling of this event goes into great detail. After all, the disciple John was present near the cross along with Jesus' mother Mary, his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. And that's according to John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. But there is great irony in the soldiers' actions. In verse 23, we read that when the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them. Now, the four soldiers must have felt quite smug having divided the garments of the Christ. Sadly, as Jesus offered up himself for their salvation and ours, the forgiveness of sin and eternal life, the soldiers settled for what was temporal. They focused on what Jesus had been wearing with no understanding of what he was doing. For the taking of his clothes was only possible because of the sinless sacrifice in Jesus' heart. He let go of his last earthly possessions. They took nothing that he did not lovingly surrender for us all. But the soldiers weren't done. There was more for them to consider, and there is more for us to consider too. Jesus' undergarment was remaining. Now, this garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," the soldiers said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." Deciding by lot. Well, that's what we know today as like throwing a pair of dice or a game of chance. But what happened at Calvary's cross was not by coincidence. The Old Testament prophecies about Jesus were fulfilled down to the last piece of thread that he wore. Dear listener, our faith in Christ is not a gamble. It is a hope that never fades. In fact, Exodus chapter 28, verses 31 through 32 describes the garment worn by the Old Testament high priest. It had an opening for the head in its center, and then there was a woven edge like a collar around this opening so that it would not tear. Well, Jesus is our high priest forever. And as our risen Savior, he is forever making intercession, which means he is saying prayers to intervene on our behalf. And yet, Bible scholar David Guzik noted, as the Son of God died for the sins of the world, men carelessly laughed and played games at his feet. But the soldiers unknowingly fulfilled the prophecy about the Christ from Psalm 22, verse 18, which says, "They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." Unfortunately, even today, we can find ourselves playing games too. Now, not with Jesus's garments, but maybe with his grace. It could happen when we want God to bless us, but we don't want to obey him. Or perhaps when we consider doing the right thing until life no longer goes our way. Well, I've held those dice in my hand, and it always leads to more discouragement and more disappointment. But thankfully, we can grow in God's grace, because faith in Christ is not a gamble. It's a decision to trust him. Even when a step of faith feels risky, God is always in control. And Nahum 1:7 tells us he is faithful to those who trust him. Sadly, for those Roman soldiers, they were so close to Christ in terms of physical distance, but they were so far away in terms of their faith. If you're feeling like God is asking you to do something risky, or if you're feeling distant from him today, I hope you'll join me in saying this prayer. Dear God, as we continue to reflect on the journey to the celebration of Christ's resurrection, thank you for being with us every step of the way. For times when life feels like living by faith is risky, we pray for strength to hold fast to our faith. As we trust you, may we experience the multitude of your mercy and miracles and the ways we need it in our lives. For surely, the God who faithfully fulfilled every prophecy down to the last thread of the Savior's clothing is the same God who can handle every concern we have today. In this, we greatly rejoice. And this is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.